welcome to another podcast edition of Holy Family Catholic Academy's Primary Years Program in Action. We are talking all things PYP and IB, and specifically how we bring the International Baccalaureate Program to action in our school. I'm Colleen Beer, the PYP coordinator at Holy Family, and also with me today is Mrs. Debbie Toussaint, fourth grade teacher.
Hi, Colleen. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming today. Today I wanted to talk about the learner profile and attitudes. So most people already know about the learner profile. It's 10 attributes that, just in general, these are attributes that great learners do, that great learners learn about, and this is how they can learn. We have learner profiles such as balanced, communicators, thinkers, open-minded, inquirers. So how do you integrate the learner profile into your school day already?
So it's been really nice as an academy when we first started IB that we approached it one a month in a cohesive manner. And so we introduced it to our students as a whole. Each month was a different IB learner profile trait. And from there, we brought them into our classrooms. And as a planner with each unit, we met with you and we looked at which IB profile trait would best fit each unit. So we chose about three, maybe four, that fit each of our six inquiry traits. I know most of us have those posted around our IB board, each with a theme. Mine have to be polka dots.
We have some superhero themes.
Superhero themes.
We have some keep the cat themes.
Yes, we do. And they match up with our IB board, and they're hanging there. And for our classroom, what we do is the ones that match the IB unit that we're currently on, how the world works and so forth, we put a star that's blue for the ones that actually go with that unit, and then we put a gold star by the one that our school is focused on that month. And so we pay particular attention to those in our discussions, but we know, and we talk a lot in fourth grade, that none of these go away. We don't just do those that month and forget about the others. We're constantly working on all of them at all times.
So one thing that IB does is every once in a while they have these updates, right?
Right.
Updates to their curriculum, and last year was kind of big updates, so of course they called it the Enhanced PYP, and they're challenging all schools to really take on the challenge of these Enhanced PYP elements, and we've already done a lot of them, and one is embedding the attitudes into the learner profile. So I know I always say when I taught fourth grade, we had learner profile. I taught it to my class. They got it. We could talk after inquiry group work. Okay, who in your group was the most open-minded? Who do you think in your group was the best communicators? What learner profile could you do better next time so your group works better? We talk about it in mass readings about learner profiles. After recess, we could talk about it. They felt good about it. I taught key concepts, which we've talked about, and we understand key concepts. And then I would bring in attitudes, and everything would kind of bumble together.
Right,
exactly. They would all get jumbled. And they'd say, wait, is that an attitude or is that a learner profile?
I agree.
And so I think maybe the IB realized this. At least I feel like they listened to me personally. because now they're saying, take these attitudes. So the IB PYP attitudes are things like cooperation, creativity, enthusiasm, confidence, curiosity, empathy. They're saying instead of teaching these separate from the learner profile, they're saying we want it embedded in, right? So you can use the attitudes to build yourself in that learner profile. So we're looking, well, how can I be courageous? Can I use some of these attitudes like independence, which is an attitude? Can I learn how to be more independent? And that's how I can become more courageous. So I know all different grades are doing it differently. How are you doing it? I know fourth grade is doing kind of a special way of embedding these attitudes. So can you tell us how that looks in fourth grade?
Oh, thank you. We are taking them this year, and we have embedded them into our anchor charts, and we have them highlighted in yellow. Thank you. You were so kind to redo our anchor charts again with my polka dots. Before, when they were kind of just dangling out there, we would have discussions in my classroom, and they were on little cloud wordings, and the kids would actually vote where they thought it best belonged. And it made for great discussion, But again, it was time consuming, and there's so many other things to do within the IB units. So I'm really appreciative that there wasn't an enhanced, you know, PYP where they listen and we can just bring it together. So each time we either introduce a school profile trait or we bring it in with our IB units, we go over that definition, we highlight those attitudes, and we talk about, do you think those fit here? What other ones have we discussed in other profile traits? What other ones do you think you could also put in here? We always tell them, these are not finite definitions. These are not the absolute one answer, as is IB. What other ones do you think belong here? Do you think there's a better answer? Because the ones that we have embedded right now are what we voted on as a staff, and we took our large percentages.
We did.
But we have also opened that discussion to students, and when they do their essential agreement before they work with any group on a final challenge, we allow them to look at that profile trait and see which ones they want to really focus on. And if there are other ones hanging out with other profile traits that aren't really being focused on that particular time, we've told them they don't go away. Bring that in. Use that wording. So we allow for them to come and go as their group needs them to be there.
And it's funny, those who are listening right now, of course you can't see us, but we're sitting in Mrs. Toussaint's room right now, and we just keep looking back up at the anchor charts that we have, and I'm looking at the highlighted ones thinking, oh, confident could totally go into a different one. We should make this a video instead and show this. But we just keep looking back at these anchor charts, and, you know, as much of a conversation as for fourth graders, I know as a staff, too, we have so many conversations about it. And, well, what does this attitude really mean at our grade? And what does this attitude look like? How can our students show tolerance? What does tolerance look like in three-year-old preschool? What does it look like in fifth grade? Because all of that, I sometimes have to think, what does that look like in adulthood, right?
Yes, right. And at different times of the day, you're right. It's not just IB time. Like you referenced earlier, when you taught, it was recess time or any other time. What's really nice in fourth grade, as we dig deeper into our literacy skills, one of the big skills we talk about is character traits. And we're really digging into that with our novel studies. And as much as we give them two complete lists of columns of these great character trait words, our kiddos are so confident and so good with these character, you know, traits as IB learner profile traits that they gravitate to those. And so it's really cool that you're showing them these words, but they're comfortable that they think, okay, but I want to look first and see, is my character in the book courageous, a communicator, inquirer, principled, reflective? And that's just part of our daily work, right? We're faith-based, we're IB. They're always looking to be reflective in both areas, IB and faith. And even after Mass on Wednesdays, if we come back and do a Mass reflection, they will think, oh, first graders were up today presenting on the altar. They were being very principled while they were up there. They gravitate back to these IB learner profile traits so much. And now that we're really focused on the attitudes, they're using it as, now that we work on our writing program, oh, that's their semicolon. Detail, key idea, and supporting detail, they're using those attitudes as their supporting detail.
That's great. I just love the vocabulary, too. Open-minded, knowledgeable. I love that. Well, thank you so much, Mrs. Toussaint, for coming today.
Thank you for having me.
So, again, I'm Colleen Beer, PYP coordinator at Holy Family. Join us again on another episode of IB at HFCA Podcast to hear more about the IB program put into action at HFCA. Thank you.